Take your seats. The Short Byte podcast is about to commence. Please give a warm welcome to Nick Benjamin and Roddy Ringo. Shark Bite Bunker Band-Aid, you know, down here at the shop for only $2.99 a box.
Yes, indeed. This episode is brought to you by Shark Bite Band-Aids, ladies and gentlemen. Only $2.99 down at your local bunker shop.
You know, if you can afford it.
Of course.
Could save your life.
Only if you can afford it.
Yep, it's shark bite season. It's summertime once
That's
again.
Right.
So we're back into this. Real quick, you know, let's give a nice little round of applause once again. A big hand to Roach E. Livers and the Cool Cats over there. You know, those cats are perfect. They're just great, you know, spotless.
Best jazz band I've ever heard.
For my money. You know, for my money.
It's a good band. Please, you know, CDs on the back if you like. On the Bunk Store as well.
Louis Armstrong, Cab Calloway, watch out, because Roach E. Livers is on the scene right now.
Yeah, watch out, all you dad jazz players, you know.
It's the real, it's killer.
Yeah, it is. All right, moving on.
We've got also Shane the Shark, ladies and gentlemen, has introduced you into, we're on the broadcasting phase, so more on that later. Basically, right now, all you need to know is that Shane the Shark will allow you to know when this podcast is starting and stopping.
Yeah, that's right. So
he has just started it, and he is right now rebooting in the aquarium.
Yeah, because it doesn't, you know.
He needs to charge, so please stay away from the glass. Do not tap on the glass or try to annoy the shark.
Sure, try not to get off your seats, just overall.
Yeah, you have to listen. You have no choice.
Yeah, exactly. So just bear it, you know? And if you let go, you can enjoy this.
Yeah. So let's bring, all right, so we're in summertime now. Reminds me of, you know, school, getting out of school.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, you know, of course we don't have to deal with that anymore, but all you...
Back when we were.
Yeah, back in the day. Back in the day with the school bells ringing all over.
Actually, I've got a funny little summer story.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Let's listen up, let's see.
So, yeah, this is the time when I learned... Ladies and gentlemen, you want to know the best way to get a girl, like the easiest way, like top dollar, like 100% success rate, like
stuff you can get in dollar store, right? Simple.
This is free though.
Oh,
this
you
is
got,
free knowledge.
You got your free technique.
It's 100% of the time. A British accent, ladies. Come on, you know. So.
You know.
It's insane. It's the easiest. It's too easy. It's pretty. It's kind of shallow. I don't know. All right. See, look. All you need is a British accent, and you'll get the girl every time. And I'm about to. You know, I discovered this one summer. So my friend called me to the beach. No, what were we talking about? He said we're going to the beach, and then he was like, oh, actually, a lot of our friends won't be there. Just me and my girlfriend. Me and his girlfriend, so. So, he's like, you sure you still want to come? I'm like, yeah, it's fine. Just bring a fourth chair. I'll get a girl anyways. Like, he's like, all right, cool. So, we're going, and I'm testing all the accents that work on the beach.
Right, because, you know, not every accent works.
So I just figured, you know, when they're foreign, they ain't boring, you know. So I tried the Russian, and that did not work.
No, I don't know.
But eventually, there was three girls on a towel, and I took a water bottle from a cooler, took a towel, walked up in front of the three girls, laid the towel out in front of them, then I laid down on it, and I said, "Oh, what a great day to be perfect." And I opened the bottle and I pour all the water over my face, you know, the most attractive move I could think of.
I think, you know, I think that is that is the best move anybody could ever do.
That also, yeah, you make sure you have water handy at all times to pour on yourself. I think
it's all about, you know, all the factors, you know, apply in this situation right here. You gotta think it all through.
So, normally, without the accent, I probably would have, they would have called a lifeguard and get me thrown off the beach.
Maybe.
But because I had a British accent, first they were like, "What the heck?" And then, "Where are you from?" And whenever you hear "where are you from," that's the key that you're in, and you've got it, and it's settled. No matter what, you settle. You just say you're from London, and yes.
You know, and if you want to get the most out of it, you probably should say some other place. You know, just look up some place in England, find out a little bit about it, and then just say, because London is a little cliche. You know, let's be honest. So, everybody knows London.
Yeah, I mean, if you're that desperate, just be British.
Yep.
And you live the British life. So
yeah, exactly. Don't click on those, you know, meet moms near you ads. You don't want to go. Just go British.
All right. Wow.
Just go British, you know?
So, we talked for like an hour, like, about all this crap, like, I had to make up. They're like, what's it like, you know, eating cheeseburgers here and eating a Burger King? It's like, "Oh yeah, it's great, you know, it's fantastic. I've never had fast food like this before in my life, so."
In London, you know, we don't have any of
it. You have to, like, make up, like, what's it like over there? I'm like, "Well, you can walk everywhere, you know, everything's not so far. It's not a lot of bugs." They're like, "Oh yeah, really, that's interesting." And
you just gotta make it seem believable, that's all. That's all you gotta do.
I lost my train of thought.
Of course you did. Classic Nick. That's okay, yeah. Just tell them about, you know, what happens next. Tell them the story.
Alright, so, I was saying that they were asking me to do an American accent.
Oh.
So, can you do an American accent? Because they're like, who has the accent? Me do or you do? And I'm like, "Well, you do, of course." And, so
the tone,
they asked me to do an American accent, and I take a deep breath and I go, "I'm Rick Grimes." And I'm like, "Oh my god, that's amazing!" And I'm like,
So then you're getting a double accent, you know, brownie points right there.
So they think that they're like, "That's so good, oh my god." Like, I'm doing this most country American.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, if Rick Grimes can do it, I can do it, I guess, because I know he's British.
Oh, yeah, Rick Grimes is. Well, I mean, his name isn't Rick Grimes. Rick Grimes is
Andrew Lincoln.
Andrew something. You know, that guy. That guy.
So, now this plays on until it was school.
Yes.
So, we all know school is boring. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do something crazy this year just to break up the monotony. So,
yeah.
The teacher is pretty much asking, he's begging for it, because he goes, on the second day of school, on the first day, I talk in an American normal voice like this.
Yeah.
Exactly like this to the whole class. And nobody remembers whatsoever. You stand up and say that one thing about yourself, you know, getting to know you, that all
yeah,
that garbage.
Classic.
Yeah.
Get in a circle, tell what you did in the summer.
Nobody cares or listens.
Nobody.
So the second day, he says, "Who has a good British accent?" I'm like, "I do." And then he looks at me, he's like, "Say scenario." And I'm like, "Scenario." And then he's taking an attendance, and he looks at me, he's like, wait, is that your real accent? I'm like, yeah, that's right, I'm from London. And then everybody, all the girls, and all, they're like, oh my God, you're from London? That's amazing. It's too easy. It's too easy. And then, you know, it's also, it's just great, like, way to charm anybody, influences anybody. The teacher immediately, you know, it's like, oh, this is so cool. I've got this British guy in my class. All the girls are looking at you like, oh, and like there's some Brit there that I want.
Or that Brit.
Yeah, see, natural lady killer right here.
Yeah, no.
And so, yeah, I mean, it's like, and it was great. I got to like teach like a med. He loved my voice so much that you got a meditation going on. Like I was teaching meditation, like reading off the paper while everybody's meditating because they liked the voice, mm-hmm. and they wanted me to do the announcements.
Oh, I remember that back in the day, the announcements. So, yeah. That was a fun day.
That's when I knew I wanted to be some kind of broadcast man, you know.
And here we are.
Here we are. 10,000 feet underground, yes. Still going strong. So. You know,
couldn't be better than this. It doesn't get better. You know,
so, yeah, and eventually, yes, I did get a girlfriend that year, and
with the magic, with the little
it
magic
worked course. A little, you know, until she found out I wasn't British. So, if you're gonna do what I'm telling you right now about this British thing, make sure nobody knows that you're actually,
because
someone's gonna tell and ruin it for you, because they're jealous. They can't do. He was jealous, Jeremy.
He didn't, yeah, damn Jeremy. No, but you know, and know that if you're going in for this, you're probably just going in and eventually going to be able to tell a great story like this one, you know? Because if you end up married to somebody and they think you're British and...
On my deathbed.
That's going to be, yeah.
On my deathbed.
You tell them,
be
you know,
British, 80, 90 years old.
Yeah,
my wife's going to lean over the deathbed. I'm going to be like, I'm Rick Grimes. and then that's it. And the whole life would have been completely bamboozled
exactly.
From the start.
She's going to be so confused and realize, damn, this kid was not actually British.
So.
And everybody, it's just going to screw her life over, you know?
Completely.
So just do this. It's a fun experiment, fun joke, fun story. So,
yeah.
Give
it a
shot.
I learned a lot, you know? And, you don't have to use it on girls, too. You can use it on anybody.
You know, if you're a friendless kid, anybody can still make some friends. Being
for some reason, people are really obsessed with Brits.
Yeah.
Anglophiles, those people.
I know, those are crazy.
But so they're the best, because you,
you
influence
get
them to do almost anything.
Yeah, and
just because you sound magnificent.
Just because you sound like you're from Blur, or something. Okay, so.
Alright, you blokes. So now, we are going to discuss
a little
Sharkbite broadcasting season.
Yes, you know, a little bit of an update.
This is mostly for you people in the bunker.
Yeah.
But anybody topside, you watch out.
Yeah, you watch out too. You might end up down here, who knows?
And then you're stuck.
Yeah.
So, it's for your own good, to be honest. During the broadcasting season, we pretty much, you are not really that free.
No, you don't have that much free time to buy your shark band-aid, so you might want to stock up on those.
Yeah, stock up, because as of right now, you are kind of captive audience, quite literally.
Yeah, so, you know, every day you're going to have to be coming down here, listening to this rant about things. Maybe not necessarily him, maybe not.
It's for your own good. Yeah. Like, what better education?
Maybe we'll talk. I mean, you know, it's not everything will be rants. Maybe some stories like these. Maybe some nice educational podcasts. Just kidding. You know.
It's just standard procedure. There's nothing against you. It's nothing personal.
Yeah, nothing. Hey, come back. Come back, okay? We need,
I'm not sure if they're gonna.
Okay, just go with it. When we script and whatever we're gonna say for you. Okay, so just say
ladies and gentlemen, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity, so please calm down, relax.
Sit back, buy some shirt.
All we did was limit part of the sections of the bunker that you can access.
So, you know, just for a few of the nights, you might have to be a little bit crowded in your bed, share with, you know, 5 or 6 people, that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't enjoy sleeping? Who doesn't?
You know, there you go. See, positive thinking right here. Exactly. Roddy Ringo.
Exactly. Yeah.
Come to him for all your advice.
Or don't.
Don't.
Yeah, or just don't, you know?
We don't want to hear your problems.
No. Just leave. That brings me to another thing. I'm going to set up a complaint box right here. I'm going to put it over there next to the shop. Next to every shop, we're going to leave a complaint box.
We're going to leave it just out of reach.
Yeah,
so,
just exactly out of reach for you to be able to know there's one, but not be able to use it, ladies and gentlemen. Shark bite bunker, that's it.
There will be no negative comments here.
No negativity. No negativity. Because, you know, if you're feeling positive, you can just show it through that. We'll know you're positive. But negativity, none of that.
I mean, we got like great thing. Like, check on your suits right now.
Yeah.
Check it out.
You know, Oprah.
A sample Band-Aid. Just.
Oh, wow. Isn't that dandy convenient right there, ladies and gentlemen?
That's just a little taste of the bunker Band-Aid.
It's not the full Band-Aid. You only get half the Band-Aid. And that's fine. You don't need all of it.
Yeah, it's just, it's free though. I mean, there's a lot of you, so we can't use too much resources being down here, you know.
Yeah, I mean, because we gotta sell them, that's why they cost $2.99. But, you know, if somebody doesn't need one, and if you're feeling nice, hey, that phone, shut it down. Yeah, get that guy out of here.
Get him out of here. Get him out of here.
Get him out.
No, you're leaving.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it.
Didn't you see the no phone sign over there?
Right there?
Yeah.
Oh, we got to put up a... Yo, get a no phone sign in here.
Oh, we didn't have...
That's standard procedure.
Yeah,
no phones. All right.
I thought we put it in last week.
You don't put a phone on in a movie theater. You don't put a phone on during a concert. And you don't put a phone on in the bunker.
Yeah.
I don't even know how you got reception here, man.
Exactly. What's the point of a phone? Candy Crush? No. Nobody plays that. Okay. So, as I was saying, if you're feeling generous, share the Band-Aid with your friends, you know, so that they have a full Band-Aid. But anyway.
It's not like, you know.
Like what?
I don't know. I don't think anybody's too hurt here, right? None of you.
No.
Some of you might be bruised down in the coal section there, yeah.
Yeah, but the
coal mining section.
Coal mining section might need it, actually.
Yeah.
So if you got a friend down on there, I might want to donate. Who knows? You know, we don't care what you do with a Band-Aid, long as you properly use it.
Yeah, if you don't have enough Band-Aid, it's time to get a job. If you already got a job, work a little harder.
Yeah.
All right, I've seen some of you guys slacking down there.
Yeah. The phones.
Kill him. Just kill him.
Just get him out.
Kill him.
Kill everybody.
Right now, in front of us. We need an example right here.
Yeah, we need to get... Hey, guard. All right, what's up? Jimmy, get down. Kill me. Get down here and show me.
Come on. Yeah.
That's right.
That one. Yeah, choose that one.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Now,
all right. Do it. All right, fine. We'll let him do it. Okay, just this last time.
Send him down to the prison just for a few weeks.
Just put him in the box.
Yeah. Oh, the box.
The box.
The box. We'll put the box.
You'll like
the box where you can use your phone all you want. All right, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Sorry for that interruption. Hopefully it'll be smoother throughout this season.
Yeah. So we're gonna be talking about current events, you know, stuff going topside, downside, whatever, you know, broadcasting season.
Yeah.
It's going to be about 20 minutes. We're about to hit the mark.
Yeah, I think, I'm going to start wrapping up soon, but pretty good episode.
Just letting you know what you're getting into, and we're glad to have you here, you know.
And, you know, please listen, because, you know, you have to.
We wouldn't be here without you.
Exactly.
And you wouldn't be here without us.
Exactly. So. And you know, deep down, we're happy you're here, ladies and gentlemen.
So smile.
Yeah, so smile.
Smile.
That's right, smile.
This guy right here, get him to smile.
Yeah, force him.
Push up his cheek like that. Push up his cheeks like that. Fantastic. Pearly whites, beautiful.
Yeah.
See, you don't even need the dentist, so you gotta save money there. Yeah. All right.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, I think that's gonna be it for today's episode. Let's get a
little roachy livers.
Roachy livers! That's what I want to get you ready to go. Let's see.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Thank you for today's podcast. Join in next week.